us.
Thank you for allowing us to introduce the Sustainable Development Goal 6, Indicator 6.5.2, and also the reporting under the convention. I will start this presentation, and it will be followed by my colleague from UNEC, Yulia Trambitskaya. So I am Tatiana Dmitrieva from UNESCO IHP, and UNESCO is responsible for the groundwater part of the indicator. Next slide, please. This presentation comes in three parts: SDG Indicator 6.5.2, general information and the results of the second reporting round, then the status of the third reporting results, 2023-2024, and preliminary results, and also next steps and available support. Next slide, please. SDG Indicator 6.5.2 monitoring process also coincides with the reporting under convention. Data on indicator are collected every 3 years by UNEC and UNESCO. The first reporting round took place in 2017, second in 2020, and now we are in the third reporting exercise, which started in March 2023. 153 countries were invited to report on water transboundary water cooperation. Parties to the Water Convention also report, use the same template to report on transboundary water cooperation. It is well to note that submitted data is analyzed by both agencies and fed into political dialogues at global and regional levels. You can see on the slide that this progress report on transboundary water cooperation is published after each reporting cycle. And also the progress report on 6.5.2 is published regarding the European region by the UNEC. Also, the data feeds into UN water reports on overall progress toward SDG 6. The data are used during the high-level political forums. They are available on UN statistics divisions and also in SDG databases, as well as on SDG 6 data portal. Reporting results also are very useful as they define the future program of work under the convention and the feed into the 10th meeting of parties. The reporting results also are useful for other UN water members and partners and are very used in their program of works. Next slide. After the second reporting exercise that took place in 2020-2021, there are two main results to highlight. The first one is that there is an increase in the interest to the topic of transboundary water cooperation, as out of 153 countries that share transboundary waters, rivers, lakes, and aquifers, we received the reports from 129 countries. And what is more, all parties to the Water Convention responded to the monitoring. However, the indicator 6.5.2 transboundary water cooperation is not on track. And only 24 countries reported all transboundary surface waters and groundwaters covered by operational arrangements. 32 countries have 90% or more of their transboundary waters covered. So the main message is that progress must be accelerated to ensure that all transboundary basins are covered by operational arrangements by 2030. You can see more, find more results on the reporting from the second round in the progress report. You can use the code bar to scan it and have the report ready available. Yes, next slide, please. As for the data, data on water and information, as it is was analyzed from the second reporting exercise on 6.5.2, we should highlight that the main challenges that country faces in cooperating on transboundary waters are related to data. You can see on the slide 3 points. The first one is that lack of relevant data and information is the main slowdown of the transboundary water cooperation. Then data again, difficulties in data and information exchange. and also, of course, resources constraints. Next slide. What are the main difficulties and challenges to data exchange? If you want to overcome them, we should know them. And we can see here that 41% of countries classify among these challenges the comparability of data and information. Then we have inadequate resources, also limited spatial coverage, frequency of exchanges, and timing of exchanges. And we need to find solutions to overcome these challenges. Next slide. Here you can see the subjects and topics of data exchange and information. And we put an accent here to showcase the topics that received less information. And you can see among these topics, pollution sources, emissions monitoring data, flows of water levels, including groundwater, climatological information, and water abstractions. And I would like to add on groundwater that is the main missing about this topic, the less countries report. You can see 38% don't provide information on groundwater. So groundwater is the information on groundwater, more information on groundwater can accelerate the achievement of the indicator 6.5.2 on transboundary water cooperation. Next slide. Yes, and here it's this slide highlights again that low availability of information on transboundary aquifers and groundwater is the main factor of slow downing of transboundary water cooperation. You can see that in 2017, during the first reporting round, 67 countries could not provide data on groundwaters and shared aquifers. In 2020, this information increased a little bit. Only 30 countries could not provide data on groundwater and transboundary aquifers. So we hope that in the 2023, during the third reporting round, we will receive more information on groundwater and aquifers. And we encourage all countries to use 5 accelerators that we already named. And the data and information is among these 5 accelerators. You can see financing, data and information, capacity development, innovation, and governance. And also, importance of data and information exchange is very useful to build trust, to allow to build trust among decision makers. And I give floor to my colleague Yulia now.